The tantalizing anxiety this caused, in me, in the detectives working the case, even in the town, was beginning to grate. I felt like I was being toyed with, purposely manipulated. A secret was being kept from me. Jacob and his friends have a slang term, mindfuck, which describes tormenting someone by misleading him, usually by withholding a crucial fact. A girl pretends to like a boy. That is a mindfuck. A movie reveals an essential fact only at the end, which changes or explains everything that went before. The Sixth Sense and The Usual Suspects, for example, are what Jake calls mindfuck movies. The Rifkin case was beginning to feel like a mindfuck. The only way to explain the complete dead silence in the aftermath of the murder was that someone had orchestrated all this. Someone out there was watching, enjoying our ignorance, our foolishness. In the investigation phase of a violent crime, the detective often conceives a righteous hatred for the criminal before he has any idea who the criminal is. I did not usually feel that sort of passion about any case, but I disliked this murderer already. For murdering, yes, but also for fucking with us. For refusing to submit. For controlling the situation. When I did finally learn his name and face, I would merely adjust my contempt to fit him. In the murder scene photos spread out before me, the body lay in the brown leaves, twisted, face up toward the sky, eyes open. The images themselves were not especially grisly, a boy lying in the leaves. Anyway, gore itself did not usually faze me. Like many people who have been exposed to violence, I confined my emotions within a narrow range. Never too high, never too low. Since I was a kid, I've always made sure of that. My emotions ran on steel rails. Benjamin Rifkin was 14 years old, in 8th grade at the McCormick School. Jacob was a classmate, but barely knew him. He told me Ben had a reputation at school as kind of a slacker, smart but not much of a student, never in the advanced classes that filled Jacob's schedule. He was handsome, even a little flashy. He often wore his short hair swept up in front with something called hair wax. Girls liked him, according to Jacob. Ben liked sports and was a decent athlete, but he was more into skateboarding and skiing than team sports. "I didn't hang out with him," Jacob said. "He had his own crew. They were all a little too cool," he added with the casual acid of adolescence. "Everybody's all into him now, but before it was like nobody even noticed him."